Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by Miss USA 2007, Rachel Smith.
Welcome. Welcome to the 2007 White House Celebration of Black Music Month. My name is Rachel Smith, Miss USA 2007, and I'm proud to serve as your MC today. I'm honored to join in this national celebration honoring the musical contributions of African American artists, composers, and musicians. It is through their talents that music continues to inspire and unite our nation. From jazz to rock and roll, from gospel to rhythm and blues, the impact of African Americans on music is immeasurable. In my personal experience as a performer, I have found music to be a force that transcends race, age, and culture. Just this past May during the Miss Universe competition, I dressed as Elvis Presley for the national costume portion of our competition to represent the United States. Just think, where would Mr. Elvis Presley be without the inspiration of rhythm and blues he heard on Bill Street in Memphis, Tennessee, or the gospel music he sang in church? By speaking to the human experience and expressing heartfelt emotion, African-American artists have inspired people across all generations, races, ages, and cultures in America and around the world with their vision and creativity. This month is an opportunity to honor the men and women who have created some of the best music in America. Great musical talents have enriched our culture with innovative talent and artistic legacies that continue to influence and shape musicians today. It goes without saying that the impact African Americans have on our country's music has and continues to define us as a nation. Today, we honor the musical legends of the past while looking forward to the next generation of R&B, pop, soul, and hip-hop artists. So without further ado, now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, George W. Bush. Oh,
good job. Thank you all. Please be seated. Thank you. Rachel, thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the introduction, and thanks for representing the United States. Proud to have you here. I want to welcome you all right here to the People's House. I'm pleased you could join us for this annual celebration of Black Music Month. This is an event I've always looked forward to. It's a chance to listen to some good music. And to be with some good friends. It's an opportunity for us to thank artists whose work inspire our country. And so thanks for coming. I hope you enjoy the day as much as I do. I appreciate the fact that Alfonso's with us, Alfonso Jackson and Marcia. He's the secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Dr. Dorothy Hyde is with us. I'm proud you're here, Dr. Hyde. Thanks for joining us. My friend Bob Johnson has joined us. He knows a little something about black entertainment. Thanks for coming. Roslyn Brock, Vice Chairman of the NAACP. I'm proud you're here, Roslyn. Thank you for coming. Thanks for joining us. Deanna Williams, President of the International Association of African American Music Foundation. She knows something about music. I appreciate Kevin Lyles, Executive Vice President of the Warner Music Company. Thank you for coming. And Jonathan Platt, Senior Vice President of EMI Music Publishing and Virgin Records. Appreciate you all being here. Thanks for coming. Most of all, thank you all. Thanks for taking time out of your day to come. You know, one of the best things about living here is that some of the best musicians come to play. It's amazing what kind of talent you can draw here at the White House. And over the years, American presidents have seen some fantastic African-American musicians here on the White House stage. President Chester Arthur. You might remember Chester. He welcomed the first black choir to perform at the White House, the Jubilee Singers from Fisk University. President Benjamin Harrison hosted one of the first black soloists to play at the White House, Sisteretta Jones, who was the daughter of a slave. President William Howard Taft invited Joseph Douglas, grandson of Frederick Douglass, to perform here. Franklin Roosevelt hosted the great Marian Anderson when she performed Ave Maria for the King and Queen of England. President Ronald Reagan hosted Mikhail Gorbachev and invited the legendary Pearl Bailey to entertain. And when he introduced, he said, our Pearl, welcome our Pearl. I hope the translator got that right. And Laura and I have had some incredible entertainers and Americans sing for us and our friends. I've had Eartha Kitt, Patti Austin, B.B. King, Irwin Mayfield, Aaron Neville, just to give you a taste of what happens here at the White House. Each of the performers has inspired people across the world with their talents, and each performer had brought great pride to the United States. It's really a great country that can produce a diverse group of musicians who serve as ambassadors about what's right about America. And we're proud to welcome some new musicians here to the White House today. We're just keeping in a long trend of presidents who've welcomed some of our great musicians here to the White House. So as we honor Black Music Month, it makes sense to bring some talent here to entertain us. Karina Passion grew up in New York City. She's the child of immigrants from the Dominican Republic. Her parents are both teachers in the New York public school system. And early on, it became clear that Karina had an incredible gift for music. At age 3, that's the definition of early on, she was singing and studying piano. By age 12, she was performing at the Colosseum in Rome before a television audience of more than 500,000 people alongside Alicia Keys and Stevie Wonder and Andrea Bocelli. Today, she's 15 years old. She's already recorded her first album. And despite her young age, she tackles very mature issues with her music. She sings about hunger and disease in Africa and the genocide in Darfur. And we appreciate that clarity. Appreciate her bringing these issues to focus to help more people understand that the world's got to do something about it now before it's too late. I will tell you that America's in the lead when it comes to HIV/AIDS on the continent of Africa. We're on the lead when it comes to feeding the hungry. We're on the lead when it comes to eradicating malaria. And that's where we need to be, and that's where we will stay. And I appreciate very much Karina bringing this issue to focus. We're proud that you're here, and we're proud that you brought your big heart to this stage. We're also going to welcome Kim Owens, who learned to love music growing up in Detroit, listening to R&B greats. He listened to them on his mom and dad's radio. He taught himself to play piano at the home of his Baptist minister grandfather. But as a teenager, this good man lost his way. He became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and eventually he became homeless. Today he finds a home, a warm home to welcome him. He was sleeping on the ground near a building on the Detroit River, and he said this: God found him and inspired him to set his life straight. With the help of the Almighty, he overcame his addictions and he rediscovered his passion for music. In 2001, he used a credit card to finance the production of an independent CD he called Chemistry. Get it, Kim Owens? Chemistry. The disc sold 10,000 copies in 5 months. It caught the attention of music executives in New York who signed Kim to a major label deal. He has gone on to become one of America's most popular R&B singers. But he knows the audience he's truly playing for. He says, quote, "I want my life to be one that God will be pleased with. I'm by no means a saint." I know what you're saying, Kim. But he went on to say, "My eye is on the prize. He's not done with me yet." We're proud to welcome such a man to the White House today. And finally, Tori and Damian Escobar discovered their love for the violin in the third grade and soon found themselves studying classical music at New York's finest conservatories. But they grew up in a tough neighborhood. And soon, Tori and Damian had dropped their music, dropped out of school, and fallen in with a bad crowd. Yet their mother and aunt never gave up hope. And with their encouragement and prayers, these two brothers returned to the music they loved. They formed a group called Nuttin' But Strings, performing a new music fusion that bridges classical, R&B, and rap. I'm looking forward to it. They started by playing on subways and went on to win amateur music contests at the Apollo Theater. And last month, they released their first album. Here's what Tori says: "The passion for music and the violin saved my life." And today, that passion has brought these talented musicians right here to the White House. All these artists represent the best of our country. They represent hope and hard work. We're looking forward to hearing them perform. They're going to be in a long list of performers who've come here to be able to entertain the country, to lend their musical talents to this, the People's House. We appreciate them coming to help us celebrate Black Music Month. I appreciate you all joining to help celebrate Black Music Month. May God bless you. May God continue to bless our country. Come back up.
It isn't every day that Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs vie for the attention of a 15-year-old young lady. Now, in case these names aren't familiar to you, they're the heads of a couple of the leading record labels in the country, which include Def Jam Records and Bad Boy Entertainment. Our first performer is no ordinary teen participating in ceremonies and in inaugurations of state and federal elected officials, including the president and former president of the Dominican Republic. Last year, she performed for over 500 young leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, Youth United Against Malaria Gala, which is a cause Mrs. Bush is particularly concerned about. Through her music, she hopes to send a message of peace, unity, and compassion. She also hopes to inspire people to pursue their dreams. Please join me in welcoming the young and extraordinarily talented Karina Passion.
Had a thousand miles. Thank you. I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for inviting me to here this afternoon. This next song that I'm singing tonight, this next song is dedicated to all those courageous men and women of the armed forces serving our country abroad. This is Can't Bring Me Down. God bless you all. Thank you.
Wow. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Our next performer's love of music began at an early age as well. And his love for music has helped him through some tough times in his life. By faith, he took a chance and quit all of his jobs to follow his passion. And you know what? It worked. His first album reached gold status, and his latest project spent 7 consecutive weeks as the number one album on both the Urban AC and R&B Adult Monitor charts. From living in homeless shelters to now performing at the White House, his story inspires us all. His success is a testament to persistence, determination, self-confidence, and faith. Please put your hands together for the one and the only Kim.
Thank you. How you all doing this afternoon? Good?
Yeah. Oh, girl. Hey. I get a rush when I brush up against your loving. Feelings start to flow. Ooh, and there I go in your love. I find myself at ease when you're loving me, girl. All I need I find in your love. Girl, don't you know I made up my mind, giving you a love so fine. I'm living inside your love. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna let my feelings show. I'm living inside your love. So come with me, set sail, we're free. Heaven knows no bound. Sugar, why don't we make this last forever? I've got an awful lot of love to give. We can fly, soar. Oh, I have no fear. When you're near, my pain disappears. I'm left in peace, surpassing understanding. No inhibition, no superstition. What we have is pure like snow. Girl, I made up my mind, giving you a love so fine. I'm living inside your love. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna let my feelings show. I'm living inside your love. Gonna do the best I can to be your ever after man. I'm living inside your love, girl. Taking it day by day, loving you this way. I'm living inside your love. Living inside. Living inside. Hey, oh girl, living inside. I wanna stay here. Living inside. Hey, don't you know that I made up my mind, giving you a love so fine. I'm living inside your love, girl. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna let my feelings show. I'm living inside your love, girl. Gonna do the best I can to be your ever after man. I'm living inside your love, babe. Taking it day by day, loving you this way. I'm living inside your love. So everybody doing all right this afternoon, yes? Yeah. Oh, babe. Oh, girl. My baby.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for continuing the legacy and the tradition of Black Music Month. Yeah. And I have to say that Black Music Month is the reason we came here. You bring it down just a little bit for me, please. That's the reason we came here. But I have to say that I had an opportunity, a privilege yesterday to go to Walter Reed Hospital and visit with the soldiers. Young men, 19, 2021, who have given so much of themselves. And I shared with them, I told them that, you know, we see these things and we hear the stories and we read the headlines and we watch CNN and we see all of this stuff. But to have the honor and the privilege to see and witness and feel firsthand was more than I ever expected. So it's truly, truly, truly an honor for me to be here today, for all of us to be here today. Won't you please give a round of applause for our servicemen and women, please. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you, yes it was. The Lord was smiling on me, baby, and love was calling us. I had my mind made up, and I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself, and I can't get over you, girl. No matter what I tell myself, baby, never thought I'd ever love anyone else. In my weakness, I think about us. Then I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. Oh, girl, I think about the love we had for our children. I think about us. Oh, baby, I think about the way we laughed without a reason. Think about us, girl. Yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? You, baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you, girl. I can't help myself, and I can't get over you, darling. No matter what I tell myself, baby, yeah, I can't stop loving you, girl. No matter how hard I try, oh, babe, I can't get over you, baby. And I don't know what I'm gonna do, girl. Yeah, I can't stop loving you, girl. I can't help myself, babe. Yeah, I can't get over you, baby. And I don't know what I'm gonna do, girl. Oh, I can't stop loving you, girl. I can't help myself, babe. Yeah, I can't I think about us. I think about us. And think about us.
Yeah.
I think about us.
Thank you. And what would Black Music Month be without a little Al Green? Come on with it.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. You make me feel so brand new, babe. And I want to spend my whole life with you, girl, yeah. Let me say that since we've been together, oh, loving you forever is all I need, oh girl. Let me be the one you come running to, babe. Untrue, girl. Oh, baby, let's stay together, babe. Loving you well, when the times are good or bad, happy or sad. Yeah. Well, the times are good and bad, happy or sad. Why somebody, why do people break her? Oh, then turn around and make her. I just can't see. But you never do that to me, babe. Oh, girl. Being around you, that's all I need, girl. Yeah. Let's stay together, babe. Loving you well, whether times are good or bad, happy or sad, baby. We ought to stay together, girl. Loving you well. Whether times are bad, baby, I'm loving you, girl. Give you all that I have, baby, so we can stay together. I wanna stay together. Let's stay together. Let's stay together, girl. Let's stay together, yeah, baby.
Tori and Damian Escobar followed their passions and decided to fuse the classics with the contemporary, making a sound all their own. These young brothers are trendsetters, both having been educated at the world-renowned Juilliard School of Music in New York. As Tori explains, our music is based on emotion, not lyrics. We tell stories, and the violin is our voice. The young brothers have become involved with the YMCA Strong Kids charity and the Save the Music Foundation, and perform at several public schools, speaking to kids about the importance of music and staying in school. So, without further ado, please welcome the dynamic Nothing But Strings.
Your time, 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 your time Thank you.
Before we get into our next and final record, I just want to say it's an honor being here, especially representing our youth. I'm only 20, and out of breath, I know I'm out of shape. But, I mean, truly, Mr. President, it's an honor being here.
Definitely.
Bob Johnson, how you doing? But you guys, this next and last song we'll get into is called Thunder.
Definitely.
Once again, it's Nothing But Strings. It's probably the first time you heard of us, some of you guys, but I promise you it won't be the last. This song is called Thunder. We're going to rock a little something like this.
Let's turn it up.
Want to turn it up?
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man. This was new. Let's do it, T. Check it out, y'all. Let my music just bring the beat back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
We thank you for coming out, celebrating black music with us.
Definitely.
We enjoyed you. We hope you enjoyed us. Please give an applause to Kim.
Kim.
Karina.
Karina. And definitely lovely Miss America.
Well, we don't have any more songs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thank you.